Blog Talk Radio.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got.
Welcome, everybody. This is your girl, Stacy Johnson. We're here for another exciting show. This is part two of Overcoming the Fear to Move into Your Next Season. So we're going to just go right on in. We're here for the next 30 minutes talking about this topic of fear, of moving forward. Didn't know how much this topic would affect people when I started talking about it last week. It's so many people that desire to move forward in their lives, but are held back for so many reasons, and sometimes they don't even know why. For those that are listening, just some housekeeping rules. If you want to call in and you want to participate in this discussion or you have a question, the correct call-in number is 516-595-8287. You can listen in on the computer. You can go to my Facebook page, Stacy Johnson, on Facebook. So it's posted on Facebook if you desire to call in and if you have any questions. But this is a topic that I think we all need, not just men and women, but all people, because there are some fears out there that stop us from moving into our purpose and our destiny. And some of these fears can be so heavy upon us that it can keep us stagnated for years and years and years. So let's move in. Again, my name is Stacey Johnson, and welcome again. This is the Focus Factor by Women of Vision Global Network, and the Focus Factor is a platform where we focus on topics that motivate change. So I'm just going to do a little recap of what we talked about last week. And if you have any questions, again, 516-595-8287. So last week we talked about fear, and I gave you some definitions about fear. And fear is an unpleasant and an often strong emotion caused by an anticipation or an awareness of danger. And we talked about anticipation, and to anticipate something, or an anticipation is an expectation of what's going to happen, or you anticipate some type of failure. When it's usually fear involved, you anticipate it going the wrong way, per se. So fear causes you, when you anticipate these things in your life, and it doesn't happen right then, you see it afar off, and it keeps you from moving. So that fear causes you to cancel out on your God-given assignment. So fear it causes you to cancel out on that assignment because of certain things that have taken place prior in your life, like your past choices. We have all made mistakes in this thing called life. And sometimes those mistakes can keep us from moving forward. A lot of times it can be in relationships. It can be in business. I've known people that have had some failed marriages and don't want to get married any further because of the past fear of failing, or it didn't turn out right. Or I know people in business that started a business and it didn't turn out like they thought it was going to turn out. And now that they have more information, they have more understanding, and they are very gifted in moving forward in starting another business because of the fear of failing, or the fear of it didn't coming to pass like they wanted to previously, they just don't move. Fear of past or present hurts, like I said, and usually that's in relationships. Church hurt is a big one. There's a lot of people out there that I know, that I don't know, have had some church hurts that have been so devastating. They are multi-talented, multi-gifted. They are called by God. They have a word in their belly. They could be prophets, they could be evangelists, they could be pastors, they could be teachers, but because they got hurt in the church or were under a person that did not shepherd them correctly or did not pour into them correctly or whatever the case may be, it has stopped them from moving forward. They want to move forward, but then they're a little gun shy because now they hold the new people kind of captive because they kind of believe subconsciously, you might hurt me the way the old person hurt me, so therefore I can't give you 100%. I'm going to give you 65.5%, but I can't give you 100%. I'm going to give you 80%, but I can't give you 100% because now I'm guarded. I don't want to be hurt, blah, 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 because of this fear factor. Fear will make you think you're not qualified enough. Just because you don't have a degree, you're not licensed, maybe you're not well known. Fear will keep you in that position or in that one place, in that corner, in that dark room. Fear will make you think you're not good enough. I'm not cute enough. I'm not built enough. I'm not pretty enough. I don't fit in that certain group. Fear will make you think you're not smart enough just because you have a high school diploma or you got an associate's degree. you think you need to have a bachelor's, you think you need to have a doctorate before you move forward and write that first book, before you write that first editorial, before you get up and teach that class. Fear will make you think that you have to continue in school years and years and years to get the education that you believe that you need when you are already gifted and talented for the position. Fear will make you think that you're not equipped enough. Some people stay in school all of their life, ever, how the Bible put it, ever learning, but never coming into full knowledge. You're always equipping, but there's no application to what you have learned. At some point after the learning, there has to be some life application, which means you have to put what you have been taught to the test in your lifestyle, in your talk, in your walk. Fear will make you think you're not in the in crowd or you don't have the support that you need to move forward. Sometimes fear will make you have a spirit of offense where you always think that people are talking about you, looking at you, saying snide remarks about you. Fear will make you think these things. Fear will even make you second guess. This is what I ran into this week with so many things that are coming up and, you know, listening to certain people, you know, on my job and, you know, different things. And fear has a way of making you second guess who you are, which means you know you have been called. You know you are qualified. You know you have put the work in. But then one day you wake up and you see yourself differently than you did yesterday in the mirror, and you listen to the whispers of the enemy, and now you start to second guess what God has told you to do. You second guess your giftings. You second guess your purpose. And when I say second guess, you know it, but then there's a, am I really able to do that? And the moment you start second guessing yourself, fear starts to set in and tell you that you cannot do it. Fear is basically an emotion that can and will stagnate your growth process. And we talked about this last week. When something is stagnated, stagnation means that there's no movement. It's like riding a stationary bike and you're steady pumping and you're steady pumping and you're exhausting yourself. You're exhausting your resources. You're working up a sweat. You're working up your adrenaline. Your adrenaline is flowing, but yet you're stuck in one spot. There's no movement. When something is stagnated, it's lifeless. It's like a pond that doesn't move. There's no movement. There's no life. It's a hindrance. You have to combat, the only way you can combat this type of fear, this type of stagnation, is with faith. Faith is a belief system, trust and loyalty in God and in what he has said for you to do. And we talked about this last week, that the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God is only pleased by our faith. And you say, well, how can we get this type of faith that can keep me from being stagnated? Faith is, you only gain faith when you read your word. Because as I read my word, and my word is the word of God I'm talking about, talks about me. And God specifically tells me who I am in the word, that I am blessed, that I am highly favored, that he's the apple of my eye, all these promises of what God has told me that I am. And the more I read these things, the more my faith increases. Because like I said before, that faith is a belief and a trust and a strong loyalty in God. So if I believe God, I believe his word and what he says about me. But in order for my faith to be increased, I have to read the word on a daily basis, which encourages my spirit and strengthens my mind. And the scriptures that I gave last week was Romans 10 and 17 in Joshua 1 and 9 and Proverbs 3 and 5. And I'm going to quickly go to Romans 10:17 if I can find it really fast. Wasn't going to do that, but I think that's needed here. Let me get this right here. And Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Joshua 1 and 9 says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I have a caller on the line, and I'm going to see if they have a question before I go forward. Caller, your mic is open. Do you have a question? 238?
Your mic is open. No, I didn't have a question. No, I didn't have one. I'm just was dialing in, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay. So these are some of the foundation scriptures that I have, but there are many more out there on faith, how we can combat fear. And the main question is, how do we overcome it? How do I overcome that fear to move? And one thing that the Lord had told me concerning me and where he was taking me, and especially when it's uncharted waters and you don't know what to expect. And he told me, if you change your perception, then you can change your outcome. So I wrote this down. Changing your perception of the situation will change how you see it. If I change how I perceive it in my mind, it'll change the way I view it when I start to look at my situation. So that means I have to change my mind or my perception about where I'm getting ready to go and what I'm getting ready to face. I have to have a brighter outlook on where I'm getting ready to go. I have to understand it differently. Let me gain a different understanding about the situation that I'm in. A lot of times we get in situations that don't feel good to us, and we want to come out quickly. And the thing that we do, we want to call them failures, and we want to go into this slump. When I get into a situation that's not comfortable to Stacy, and I really don't like it, and I start to feel the pressure, and things are coming at me from the north, south, east, and west. I know I'm not the only one that has been there. The first thing I ask myself is, what do I need to learn out of this? What do I need to get out of this test? I'm not too concerned with being in the test because I know it's a test. My concern is, what do I need to learn why I'm in it so I don't have to come back this way again and go through it again? So that means I'm changing my perception, but I'm also changing the way I understand it, the way I comprehend it. And then when I change the way I comprehend it and I say, okay, what do I need to learn while I'm in this test? Show me. Because a lot of times we want to point to everything around us and people around us, and we want to play the blame game when it's our own fear stirring up in us. And if I change my perception, if I change the way I see it, if I change the way I understand it and comprehend it, then I can embrace it. And embracing it means I'm going to embrace what I'm going through. I'm going to accept it, and then accept it and embrace it. I can flow in it because what you're going through wasn't made to stop you. It was made to build you and make you a better person. What you're going through, it wasn't to give you that fear to stagnate you and to knock you back 4 or 5 steps. It was so you could take a bigger leap in life and move forward toward your purpose and your destiny. When I wrote the book, The Unveiled Heart, I had to do some unveiling myself of some past hurts and some past pains that I had been through. I had to go back and open up that red door and take that travel back in life in order to be here today, to be able to tell my truth and to talk about it freely so other women can be helped. I thank God for all of the testimonies from the ladies that have read the book, An Unveiled Heart, because it actually allows the women to see themselves and where they are. So just because you're in a situation, it's not meant for you to stay there, but we use those as stepping stones and not stumbling blocks. And that's how you are able to flow, even though things seem chaotic. We are still able, you know, to maneuver around certain things in our lives that allow us to still move towards our purpose and our destiny, even though it doesn't always feel good. I never read a scripture that said it was supposed to feel good or this was a feel-good type of relationship, gospel type of thing. I never read that. So I don't think feel-good is in there, okay? So like I said before, changing your perception, change how you see it, change how you understand it. It'll help you to embrace it, and then you're able to flow in it. Another key thing is the things that we speak out of our mouth, because a lot of times we can be going through self-inflicted wounds, because if words have power and we speak negative things over our life, then we have planted negative seeds, which causes the fear to come up and doubt and frustration, because we have already spoken these things. We need to go back and pluck up out of the ground because we have spoke them out. So the way we counteract and destroy fear is that we have to begin to speak life over our own situations and over ourselves in order to have that breakthrough moment. And this will help you to develop a positive tone. A lot of people don't have a positive tone. They get into the woe is me or I can't should never be in your vocabulary. I can't, I won't, I can't, it's not those things. You know, to me, there's always a maybe or it will, you know. So we have to be able to be positive in the things that we speak on ourselves. The moment you walk past the mirror and you tell yourself you're too fat or you're too ugly, well, you're going to feel too fat or you're going to feel too ugly. If you look in your if you look in your wallet or your purse and you say, oh, I'm broke as a joke, well, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be broke as a joke. And so you have to watch the words that you say, because your words have life and power. So you have to learn how to speak life over your situations and gain that positive tone. And another thing, in order to break free, you have to be willing to take the first step. And that a lot of times, you're not going to take the first step without that fear. Times your knees are going to be knocking and your teeth are going to be chattering, but move anyway. Move forward anyway. Move forward if you have that fear. Move forward, speak in life, even though it hasn't manifested yet. Move anyway. Move even if it's just a little bit, but some direction is better than no direction. So move in a direction. Another thing that's key, another thing that's key is disconnecting yourself from negative people, places, and things that feed your fear. A lot of times when we're moving in our purpose, we want to take our past into our present, and it's not always conducive for your past to be in your present, because the word says you can't put old wine into new wineskins. A lot of those people that you felt that you wanted to take with you because God was getting ready to bless you, so now you want to bring everybody with you. Sometimes you just have to leave those people there, because what God has for you is for you, and that can be hard, because you want the best for everybody in your circle or everybody in your life. But your walk is your walk, and your call is your call, and your destiny is your destiny. And a lot of times there's just only enough room for you. And sometimes there are people in your life even though they may have good intentions, they kind of feed the fear. They you know, girl this and girl that, and yeah, bruh, you know, how people talk, and they gossip and keep a lot of a mess going, and they feed that fear to the point you don't want to move. You are comfortable. They kind of make you comfortable where you are, so you have to be careful being around negative people that are stuck themselves. Place yourself around people that push you to grow and not enable you to fail. People that push you greater than what you can see. People that will push you in your purpose and your destiny. People that are destiny driven and outcome driven. Place yourself around those people. Everybody needs, to me, some type of life coach, a person that will push them, a mentor. It's so easy in this world that's so microwave to get stuck in one thing when we should be ever growing and ever evolving. One of the ways to strengthen your spirit and strengthen your mind is to read your word on a daily basis. Always have that quiet place, that prayer time that you can go to in the morning and get, I call it getting centered. I cannot start my day wildly and just getting into my computer and doing certain things. I have to have that quiet time and get some instructions and, you know, get some strategy and see which way my day is moving, you know, just to calm my mind down and my spirit man down, because once we start moving and shaking life, things are going pretty fast. As you can see, it is already, what, the 22nd, 23rd of February, and March is soon to come. It's right away. We're on the 22nd of February, and March is right around the corner. And I looked up, and it was February the 1st. So, you know, we have to take those moments to get settled and to get a strategy, because the way the world is going and all the negativity in the world, we have to be able to push the negativity out and stay positive as much as possible. So I hope that this part two in overcoming the fear to move into your next season has blessed you. I hope I was able to answer your questions. For those that have questions, the number is 516-595-8287. We only got a couple of minutes left, so I wanted to go over a few announcements. This is something exciting. The Unveiled Heart Symposium Tour starts Friday, March the 13th, and we're going to continue that on Saturday, March the 15th at Grace House Church in Dayton, Ohio. That address is 1222 Main Street, and it's going to start Friday, March the 13th at 7 p.m., and we're going to have workshops and panel discussion on Saturday, March the 14th, and we're going to start at 12 noon, and that's 1222 Main Street, and that is Grace House Church. And we are going to be on the move with this symposium, helping women to unveil. The book is online on Amazon. It's Unveiled Heart Book and the study guide, and get these two, because I tell you, some phenomenal things are happening with this book. It has blessed so many people. We will be on our broadcast every Saturday from 1:30 to 2 p.m. talking about discussions that motivate change in your life. Our goal in this season is to make sure that you be the best version of yourself, and that you move in your purpose and your destiny. You can go to our website, which is StacyLJohnson.org. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Women of Vision Global Network. My name is Stacy Johnson. This is Focus on Your Faith, Women of Vision Global Network. We thank you so much. The Focus Factor, where we focus on topics that motivate change. We thank you for listening in. We look forward to seeing you again. Have a wonderful and awesome day. and be encouraged and step out in your purpose.